We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David Ben Menachem Moshe Michal Yaakov and Pirchas Aliyah. We are in Sanhedrin Perigimel Mishnah Dalet. We've already discussed that Krovim relatives are disqualified to testify for one another. From where do we derive this? So it's a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. The pasuk says Lo Yumusu Avos Al Bonim Uvanim Lo Yumusu Al Avos, that fathers will not die because of sons, sons will not die because of fathers. And we learn from there that it's through testimony, that such fathers will not die through the testimony of the sons, and the sons will not die through the testimony of the fathers, and that's because they cannot testify against for one another. This is not only true for fathers and sons. The Gemara assumes that this applies to other relatives as well. There are three levels that we speak of when it comes to Pasul Le'edus. The first level is what we call Rishon Barishon. We'll speak about in terms of how close the relatives are. Rishon Barishon. Rishon, Rishon B'Sheni, and Sheni B'Sheni. What do these all mean? So the Rishon B'Rishon, as an example, so that first category, it sounds like, oh, first generation. That's one generation with the other. What's a first generation? So let's say siblings. Siblings is considered a Rishon B'Rishon. One sibling with another. That would be true whether it's their maternally or paternally, or of course both, are disqualified to testify for one another. That's a Rishon Barishon. What's also in Rishon Barishon? A parent and a child is considered Rishon Barishon, and a husband and wife is a Rishon Barishon. What is the second category? Rishon B'Sheni. That would be, let's say, a grandchild is included in Rishon B'Sheni, and so is a Rishon B'Sheni. Think about the first generation, second generation. That would be, let's say, a nephew with an uncle. So that would be, anything like that would be in the descendant of a sibling, really, is what in that category, Rishon B'Sheni. Then we can have the third category, which is Sheni B'Sheni. Sheni B'Sheni is where you have first cousins, let's say. That's Sheni B'Sheni. That's a second generation with second generation. So that also is included. So the those are the three categories, Rishon B'Rishon, Rishon, which is, as we said, that is a parent and a child, a husband and a wife, and two siblings. Rishon B'Sheni, which is, let's say, an uncle and a nephew, and Sheni B'Sheni, which are first cousins, they are prohibited to testify one with the other. Let's say you have, though, a Shlishi B'Shlishi. So Shlishi B'Shlishi would be the following category. Shlishi B'Shlishi is where you have, let's say, second cousins. So, what is the status of, and we didn't mention Shlishi B'Sheni. Shlishi B'Sheni, or Sheni B'Shlishi, is where you have a first cousin once removed. That would be Shlishi B'Sheni. So the halacha is that when it comes to the first three categories, Rishon B'Rishon, Rishon B'Sheni, Sheni B'Sheni, so those are all are going to be pasul le'edus. So, but let's say you have, what about the father and Shlishi B'Shlishi, which are second cousins, are considered kosher le'edus. So what about the following? What about a Sheni B'Shlishi? This is first cousin once removed. Are they prohibited to testify one another? So that's a machlokes. According to the Sfardim, they say that they're not considered relatives with respect to Eidus. And according to the Ashkenazim, we are strict. In fact, we're generally strict, even if people are beyond that. We usually don't allow a Shlishi B'Shlishi either. What about a Rishon B'Shlishi? So Rishon B'Shlishi, that is a first generation and the third generation. So Rishon B'Shlishi, let's say, is a great-grandchild or the grandchild of a sibling. So that is, we assume Shlishi, so that's a machlokes. Some say Shlishi B'Rishon is pasul, and others say it's not a problem, and others say it's pasul, not d'oraisa, but it's pasul midirabbanan. What's this idea of before we do Baal Kishto, so let's say a father and child, a brother and a sibling, a husband and a wife, an uncle and a nephew, a grandfather and grandchild, or first cousins are all relatives that are pasulegis one for the other. And then we have this concept of Baal Kishto. Anyone who is disqualified to testify about a man, let's say, is also pasul le'edus about his wife. And the same thing if you're disqualified to testify against a woman. So whoever is disqualified because of that, because of the relationship, is also disqualified to testify about the husband. Let's say with respect to the relationships between the Rishon B'Shlishi, So that there we said, oh, Rishon B'Shlishi, the many poskim are strict when it comes to that. So there, if it's Rishon B'Shlishi, although we're strict about that, if a person is only a relative through marriage, then he's able to testify about that person. That's a little bit of background to the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah gives us a list now. Ve'elu hein ha-krovim, these are the krovim, that apostle, by the way, not only for testimony, but to judge as well. Aviv. And that's clear from the pasuk, of course. Avos ubanim, lo yumus avos abanim. But what else? Va'achiv, his brother. Va'achi aviv is va'achi imo. So that would be his father's brother and his mother's brother. So these are uncles. Ubal achoso, and his sister's husband. Why is that true? Well, Baal Keishto. Remember that his sister is Usser. They can't testify about one another for one another or against one another. They cannot. They can't judge. So therefore, Baal Achoso, therefore your brother-in-law, your sister's husband, since Baal Keishto is like your sister, and therefore the Apostle Eidus as well. Ubaal Achoso Aviv. Same thing would be true. The husband of your brother's sister. So your father's sister, your aunt. So she, as we know, that is a Rishon B'Sheni. She's Usser. And guess what? Now your uncle through marriage, your father's sister's husband, since Baal Kishto is also Pasol Eidos for you, Ubala Chosimo. The same thing would be true. Your uncle, meaning your mother's sister's, your aunt's husband. So your mother's sister is us to you because that's a Rishon B'Sheni. And her husband is therefore because Baal Kishto is us for as well. Ubalimo. And this would be true. Well, I mean, it's your mother. It's not your father, but it's your mother's husband, even though it's your stepfather, is also Asur, because since your mother's Pasul Eidus, so to her husband, Baal Kishto. Vichamiv, right, this is a person, is his father-in-law, Vigiso, and that is the Baal, that is his wife, so his wife's sister is Usser to him. So that means that his brother-in-law, through that as well, is Usser to him. Hein uvenehem vichasnehem. All of these people, we say, Apostle Eidus are Usser, but also their children and their in-law children are also Apostle because of their relationship and, of course, Baal Kishto. V'chorgo levado. And this would be as well when it comes to a stepson. If a person's, person's wife's son from another husband, so that he is Usser because they're considered a relative. But that stepson's son or son-in-law are going to be kosher. What about the wife of your stepson? So that is, has the same status as your stepson, because Baal Kishto and Ishto Kabbalah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zo Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. That which we just learned is Rabbi Akiva's teaching. Avo Mishnah Rishona, but before Rabbi Akiva's teaching, there was another teaching which limited the relatives to the following. Dodo, uben dodo, v'chol haro yliyarsho. Now, why dodo ben dodo means person's uncle and person's cousin. So that's just quoting the pasuk in Parshas Bahar, o dodo, o ben dodo yigalenu. So all that means is, Rashi explains, why do we mention, so we just quoted the pasuk. Well, the point of the Mishnah here is that the Mishnah Rishona, because before Rabbi Akiva came along, Dodo ben Dodo were the ones who also, which means only paternal relative, Krovei Av, that's what it means. Dodo means your father's brothers. Ben Dodo means your cousins from your father's side. But maternal relatives, let's say your mother's brother would be kosher. Why? Because it all has to do with who is fit to inherit someone. Only paternally we speak about inheritance. So that's why they are Apostle Eidus, and there's a relationship, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, between Roy Liyarsho and the Kirva, and their relationship with respect to Apostle Eidus and Dayanus. Then the Mishnah says, V'chala Karov lo Ba'osa Shah, the anyone who was a relative at that time. What it means, if we're going back to Rabbi Akiva's opinion now. Rabbi Akiva, who said that it's both maternal, paternal and maternal relatives, but what we're pointing out is that when do we figure out when someone's a relative? What's considered a relative? Someone is a relative, but also at the time that he saw the Eidus, that which he wants to testify about, or at the time that he comes to testify, is going to be puzzle. Haya Karov Vinisrachik, which leads up to the next halacha. Let's say, though, the person is a Karov Vinisrachik. What does it mean, Vinisrachik? He was distanced. Let's say, for example, someone's daughter passed away. So now his son-in-law is not related to him. And that happened even before the Eidus was seen. HaRezeh Kasher. So then they can testify one for the other because they're not relatives anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilo Mesa Bito. Even if a person's daughter passed away, which means his son-in-law's wife, v'yesh lo banim imena, but they have children, meaning this person has grandchildren from those people, then harezeh karov. Then he and his son-in-law are considered relatives and apostle to one another because of the children, the grandchildren that were born, even though his daughter is no longer alive, but we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, ha'olev v'hasone. Mishnah says that a person cannot judge or testify on behalf of an ohev, someone who he really loves. We'll have to see what that means. And a sone, someone who he really hates. Ohev, what's the definition of an ohev for which we say you're pasuleidus? Now, you're not a karev, you're not a relative. But nonetheless, because you have this close relationship with someone, we're afraid that you may be testifying or judging a little bit more on behalf and showing favoritism. Who is an ohev? Zeshu Shvino. Shvino, we discussed in Bava Basra in the ninth parak. These are the people who, the groomsmen, who you invite to the wedding, and they play a special role, and there are gifts that they bring to you, and of course you're going to reciprocate when they get married. So that person is puzzled, but only kol yemei hachuppah. We assume during the days of the chuppah. It doesn't mean all the time. It means during the days of the chuppah is when the mefarshim say Bar Tanura says that re'eu b'mei chuppah so puzzled lo kol yemei hachuppah. During the Sheva Brachos. After that, then he doesn't have the status of Shushvino. He's not a groomsman anymore. And therefore, he's not Pasul Le'edos or Le'dayana. Sone. What's the definition of a Sone? Kol Shelo Diber Moshlosh Yama Be'eva. Because someone who you haven't spoken to, when you normally you would speak to, but it's been 3 days and you haven't spoken to the person because of the hatred, because of the animosity between you. Armulo, the Chachzat Rabbi Yudah, Lonech Shnu Yisrael Al Kach. The Jewish people are not suspect that they're going to testify falsely, either because of Ahava or Sinna. What does that mean? That Novi and Sone can testify? So we assume that Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chachamim only argue Rabbi Yehuda regarding Eidus, and which means they hold that an Ovin and Sone are Kasha Lahai. But they admit, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda that they're puzzle to serve as Dayanim. Because we assume that a person can see his, find a zechus for his enemy, and he can't find a chova, any guilt for someone who he loves, and that would be true, even if you have two tamnei chachamim who hate one another, they cannot sit bedin on the same beis din. We're afraid what's going to happen. It's going to cause somehow there's going to be some perversion of justice because no one's going to want to agree with the other. And even if they see the truth is one way, in order to disagree with the other, we assume that they may not tell the truth, and therefore they're puzzled to serve as dayanim.